Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What up? What's happening? Good morning, DMV, as we take you around our nation's capital here on a Saturday afternoon. Beautiful Saturday afternoon here in our nation's capital. You're tapped into the youngest in charge, L. Willingham. We'll take you up the noon Eastern time. Number to call is 1-800-636-1067. That's 1-800-636-1067. I forgot the number for a second, Ben. A little top Ben Stober behind the glass. Taking your calls at 1-800-636-1067. We're simulcasting on our sister station, the Team 980, as well. Plenty to get to. Efforting to get our Washington Nationals reporter from the Washington Post, Andrew Golden, on the show. And for good reason. After losing 11 in a row and having the losing streak snapped by James Wood on Thursday night, the Nationals began the first of 9 in a row out west, and first on deck is the LA Dodgers, and you got to see Clayton Kershaw, who they actually beat up a little bit last night. I actually thought, if you got the chance to watch this one at all, the West Coast late night Nats have actually been a treat this year. Whenever I've gotten the opportunity to stay up and watch them, last night was interesting to say the least. What's good about last night, if you're able to score 5 runs and register 9 hits, it felt like you were, you know, able to have some sort of success at the plate. The bad part about last night is Mackenzie Gore was only able to last 5 2/3. And when you think about what he has been this year and what we've been talking about, it's crazy because it felt like at the beginning of this series, in the beginning of this road trip, the conversations, the whispers have gotten louder about, yeah, like he is for sure a certified all-star. He should be in Atlanta. He has been the ace of this group this year. Last night, that was not the case. 5 2/3 innings, gave up 7 hits, 5 earned runs, including a homer on just 100 pitches. So it wasn't very good for him. Jackson Rutledge came in, I thought, and played and pitched well. He lasted, you know, an inning and a third. But ultimately, it was the struggles of Mackenzie Gore that really was the undoing of this baseball team yesterday. Do you look at Mackenzie Gore any differently after last night's start? Does it make you slow down or pump the brakes on the excitement that you've had for him this year? Because I feel like it's just a hiccup. It's just a blip. Mm-hmm. But you have to acknowledge it because it's part of the conversation that we were having leading into this year about Mackenzie Gore. Can he be consistent? He's been that for most of the year, but last night, obviously, a hiccup and not a good start for Mackenzie Gore.
Isn't it funny how baseball works, Linnell? Because time and time again, when Mackenzie Gore is on the hill, really, this is the first hiccup we've seen from him in quite some time.
Yeah.
And every time he's lights out on the mound, the team doesn't hit. Yesterday, they actually could hit like a competent baseball team. And it's the night that Mackenzie Gore doesn't have his best stuff, which is going to happen. I wouldn't say anyone should look at Gore any differently after this start. It is a really good Dodgers lineup, and you'd say, can he face good competition? But he shut down the Cubs a couple weeks back, which is maybe the best lineup in the National League other than the Dodgers at this point. It's just one of those starts. I think his command wasn't there to an extent. He walked four and only struck out four, which we're not used to seeing. He usually strikes out 8 to 10 guys in his starts. So I think it was just one of those nights for him, just didn't have his best stuff. And, of course, the bats finally do show up on a night where he doesn't have his best stuff. That's just how it works. If he would have been lights out yesterday, 7 innings, 10 strikeouts, only giving up one run, they wouldn't have hit anything.
Yeah. The interesting thing about it, and someone that's continued to hit it well against lefties, is Ahmed Rosario. He was able to go yard yesterday as well. I believe he was, what, 2 for 4 from the plate? And
yeah,
it's interesting. 2 for 4 yesterday, had a homer. Like, he has really hit the ball well against left-handed pitchers this year. You wonder if he's a guy that potentially is on the move coming up in about a month from now at Major League Baseball's trade deadline. Big picture, though, yesterday's loss, as you know, Ben just laid out, it's honestly an anomaly, because normally, as Ben just alluded to, when Mackenzie Gore is throwing gash, you don't get the run support. Yesterday, the bats were fine, but you did not get a quality performance from Mackenzie Gore. Game 2 of that series comes your way later on tonight. I believe, what are they, was it a 9-10 first pitch coming up here tonight? So we got local coverage for you all day long leading into Washington Nationals baseball. It is a 10-10 first pitch once again. So late night Nats once again here on 106.7 The Fan. You'll get to see Jake Irvin on the hill going up against the Dodgers. It's a 10-10 first pitch. Pregame coverage gets rolling right here on The Fan at 9:40. So looking at this thing big picture, I think we're at a point in time right now where, hey, maybe it's safe to start looking ahead. Maybe it's safe to start looking toward the future. You feel good about Mackenzie Gore. Jake Irvin has shown, you know, that he's got the potential to be, you know, a 3 or 4 starter in this league. What we're all waiting for is what is probably going to happen early next month, and that is the debut of Cade Cavalli during the 2025 season. He had a 6-inning quality start last night at AAA, and it's one of those moments, it's one of those guys where you feel like, hey, you know, we need to see him. We need to see what he looks like, and last night was pretty damn good. 6 innings, 2 earned, punched out 5, and he's continued to look good out at AAA and out in the minors. Like I mentioned a moment ago, though, I expect to see him in early July. What's going to be interesting is what happens to the rest of the rotation when Cade Cavalli is brought up. Who is the odd man out? Mitch Parker was a thought. I don't know if they're going to be able to swing a deal for Michael Soroka near the deadline, but I think somebody's starting job obviously is going to be in jeopardy as a result of that. The other thing that I'm looking at as we head toward the trade deadline as well is, are they going to solve the logjam that they're ultimately going to end up having in the outfield? We mentioned we mentioned it the last time I was on. I believe it was Thursday when we had our short show right after Nats baseball. We mentioned the potential logjam that they're going to have in the outfield. I think a lot of us as fans clearly feel like the odd men out in this outfield right now are Jacob Young and Alex Call. Robert Hassel down at AAA right now, continuing to play well. He's 8 for 14 from the plate since being sent down. He is going to come back up eventually. And you wonder, you know, what type of logjam they're going to have. A guy we haven't heard a lot from since, or really this season, Trey Lipscomb. 3 for 5 yesterday, had an RBI, and has continued to, you know, show that he's got chops at the plate, and that he's going to be ready at some point if this team has an injury or chooses to call him up. The more and more I look at the thing big picture here, though, for the Nats, the more and more I think, damn, they're in a tough spot. They are. The rest of this season, you're not really playing for much. I think you're looking to see, you know, these young guys show some consistency. You're looking to see, you know, whether Cade Cavalli can come up and have success. You're looking to see whether Brady House can continue to play good defense at third base and have some success at the plate. So there are plenty of small storylines to watch out for, but ultimately it feels like, you know, this season is all but over, and it's now about Can your young guys develop here the rest of the way, and how aggressive are you going to be coming up in about a month from now at Major League Baseball's trade deadline? My prediction, how I would describe the Nats and their activity coming up at the trade deadline, I'd call them quiet sellers. I don't think there's going to be wholesale selling going on. I don't think they're going to just ship off every veteran that they have. And by the way, I had this conversation last night with Toby Altizer, Ben. I would ship away every veteran. I mean, clearly, I get it. You want to have some sort of veteran leadership in your clubhouse, but at this point, you need as many bites at the, you know, prospect apple as possible. So bring in as many guys. I would be okay bringing in like the 13th best prospect from a contender just to get him in my system and see if I can turn him into something instead of holding on to guys like Nathaniel Lowe and Ahmed Rosario and Jacob Young and Alex Cole. I mean, Michael Soroka, you name it. There would be a fire sale going on if I was the Washington Nationals. But it seems like, based on conversation I've heard, that it's probably not going to go that way. Is there any negative, Ben, you think, to wholesale changes and wholesale selling at the deadline?
I just don't really know. They have a whole lot to offer at this point. Like, the past couple of years, they had some better luck with the free agents they had signed on expiring deals to deal off at the deadline. Jesse Winker, a great example last year, and then the season before that with Jamer Candelario. They didn't quite get as lucky this year. A lot of the free agents they brought in have been complete duds, some of them not even on the roster anymore. So there's not going to be a lot of value to go around. I mean, really, your only assets you have are either guys in your minor league system or maybe some of these guys part of the logjam, and I don't really think any of those guys are going to get moved at this point. A question for you, Linnell, and we talked about this yesterday on Grand Danny. I know this is a whole different conversation. Maybe we could actually save it for another segment, but it's about people already frustrated thinking about the idea of James Wood leaving.
Can I stop you for a second, Ben?
Yes.
It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I want to discuss it, though.
Do you guys not understand how baseball works? They've got about 4 years before that even is a concern. So pump the brakes, calm down. People just want something to talk about.
You know what, that
conversation, Ben, I think exposes – I don't want to use the word expose because that's not fair. I don't blame you if you're a casual Nats fan. They stink. But it highlights the most casualist of Nats fans, because if you don't understand – I got a tweet yesterday, or Thursday rather, when we were talking about, you know, Papa Wood in the first career walk-off. I got a tweet saying they're going to lose him in 2 years, so – you might as well savor him while he's here. No, you're not. Shut up. You're not going to lose him in 2 years. I believe the first year that he can hit free agency is like or 2030, if I'm not mistaken.
2031 is when he becomes an unrestricted free. I think if he was going to get traded, if they were not confident that they would be able to sign him, he would be traded probably 2 years before free agency, because that's when you get the best value for him. This is what I wanted to bring up with that point, and why I'm not saying the fans are right to be complaining about that, but I'll play devil's advocate a little bit here, even though I don't necessarily agree with it. I think the frustration is that there are a lot of fans that really love the way James Wood is playing, and you know they've been hurt in the past by losing superstar players. However, they're just not confident right now that this team is going anywhere in the long term. With the way the past couple years have been in the rebuild, not seeing much progress with it, the fear for them is that this team is going to have to enter another rebuild and not even have a chance to win anything with a guy like James Wood. Because if you had James Wood until 2030 and you're competitive, you play and you know win a World Series, then who cares? Like, you know, he did his thing. He wins a World Series for his hometown. You can live with that. But if they're never even close to being any good and then you just lose them, I think that's what people are concerned about.
Yeah, 100%. And I think it's fair. But at the same time, like, we haven't gotten any new information on the Nats this year. Like, we know who they are. I don't know how many of you, you know, were actually fooled by the comments coming out of spring training. I mean, we called it then and there. It's not about competing for the wild card spot this year. Anybody who really felt that that was a possibility, you're a sucker, honestly. Like, what were they supposed to say? Coming out of spring training, that it's going to be another year rebuilding, and we're not going to be very good, and it's all about development. People would have been super frustrated by that.
Yeah, well, I mean, Rizzo goes on MLB Network, and his comments were so brash toward the rebuild being over with this whole, like, it's time to hit the gas. Like, we're not slowing down right now. Like, it's time to really get competitive. That was right before free agency. That's why there was an inclination that they were going to go out and sign someone big. And they didn't do it. And they said the whole thing again, how, we're gonna wait for the right time. But I don't know if there's going to be a right time. I think the team still needs to get sold.
Yeah, it does. That's the elephant in the room, so to speak, is the ownership and whether or not that group's on board. I'll play devil's advocate as well here for the Learners. If I'm the Learners, I'm looking at this organization saying, why in the hell would I go into my pockets and spend my hard-earned money to invest into this thing just for us to be, instead of 9.5 games out of the wild card spot, what would we be, 6.5 games out of the wild card spot? Like, they're still a ways away. There isn't a lot of talent on this roster. Seeing Riley Adams and K-Bear Ruiz, we have the worst catcher tandem in all of Major League Baseball.
He broke the 0-for-32 streak, though. How about that?
Yeah, home great. Run. Good timing.
Did you hear Colco's call of it?
I did not.
Well, he said Riley Adams has done it again, and I guess it kind of makes sense because 3 of his 6 hits are homers, but done it again for a guy that had not hit in 32 at bats is, you know, it's kind of questionable.
Did he
kind of a questionable call?
I didn't hear it. I didn't hear the call, but did he reference the slump?
I don't even remember, honestly. I didn't watch it. That game was on too late for me. I had to wake up early to get here. You know how it is.
I totally understand. Well, Nats are back at it again. Game number 2 of 9 in a row out west. It is a 10-10 first pitch tonight. Pregame coverage gets rolling at 9:40 right here on the Fan with Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler. They'll get you warmed up with Nats on deck. Plenty more to get to as we take you around the DMV here on this Saturday morning. Number to get at is 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. A lot more to get to as we take you up to noon Eastern time. That's where we'll hand things over to the DOC, Rick Doc Walker. When we come back, we will get off of Major League Baseball here for a second and switch gears to a story I saw yesterday in college basketball, or excuse me, in college athletics. Kind of shows you just how crazy the NIL game is. The University of Wisconsin taking Miami to court. We'll give you the details on that next here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Party continues right here on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app as well. Taking you up the noon Eastern time. Number to call is 1-800-636-1067. Kick things off talking all things Washington Nationals off the rip. They'll come your way again. Late night Nats for the next couple of days as they're playing game 2 of 9 in a row out west. 3 against the Dodgers, 3 against the Padres, 3 against the Angels. It is a 10-10 first pitch. Our coverage gets rolling tonight at 9:40 with Nats on Deck with Charlie Sloes and Dave Jackler. We'll talk a little bit more about the Nats before we hand things over to the DOC, Rick Doc Walker. But right now, though, I want to get into a story that broke yesterday in the world of college football that honestly seems like it is too good to be true, is the best way that I would put it. The University of Wisconsin filed a lawsuit Friday claiming Miami's football team broke the law by tampering with a Badgers player, a first-of-its-kind legal attempt to enforce the terms of a financial contract between a football player and his school. And it feels like, to me, in this situation, it's the first of many. I think with the ever-changing landscape of college athletics and the importance of the portal and things of that nature and the increased influence of NIL, when a guy signs a deal and commits to a university, he is committed. I know there have been under-the-table handshake deals before. I think this one, the deal in question, is a deal where pen was actually put to paper. So, yes, you are legally obligated to commit to what you signed for. So, in the complaint filed Friday, Wisconsin claims a Miami staff member and a prominent alumni member met with Xavier Lucas, the freshman defensive back that has been team hopping, apparently, and his family at a home in Florida and offered him money to transfer shortly after Lucas signed a 2-year contract last December. The lawsuit states Miami committed tortuous interference by knowingly compelling a player to break the terms of his deal with the Badgers. This is a statement from the school released on Friday. While we reluctantly bring this case, we stand by our position that respecting and enforcing contractual obligations is essential to maintaining a level playing field. I get it, totally. I mean, look, I don't know if this is on the university or this is on the kid. I mean, I don't know who to blame here in this situation. I think it, big picture, is something you're going to continue to see happen. What about the Stones of Wisconsin, though? Think about what type of heart you have as a university to say, you know what? The hell with what everybody thinks. The hell if people are going to look at us crazy for bringing this thing to court. We're going to do so. This is going to be a case that is quite literally unprecedented. There is no precedent to this. We've never seen this happen before. And it feels like, to me, based on the details, I think Wisconsin's got a case here. But the other thing is this, like, if you are, and I'm playing devil's advocate here as I try to sift through the details. If you're Miami, right, how do you know that this kid has signed a contract to play at the University of Wisconsin? How is that information known to you?
I have a question about the situation. I don't know if you can. So by contract, they're saying like a straight up contract with the school, like not like an NLI?
No, they're talking about an NIL deal. So
it's just like an NIL deal here. Oh God.
So that's what I'm saying. So
yeah,
he was
not good.
Yeah, he was a he left Wisconsin and enrolled in Miami in January after saying that the Badgers staff refused to enter his name in the portal last December. So he wanted to transfer sooner, but there was reluctancy and a hesitancy from the staffers to put him in the portal. And basically they were trying to hold him hostage is what it seems like.
Okay.
And what this is and what this is going to test is a couple of things. One, can schools use NIL to keep guys from transferring, even though these guys aren't employees? That's where the gray area comes in this, because technically the kid can do whatever the hell he wants. He signed a NIL deal, not a contract to play for the football team. This is an NIL deal, right? This has to do with name, image, and likeness. He is not an employee of the University of Wisconsin. So it'd be different, right? If I had a contract with Odyssey DC and all of a sudden Odyssey Wisconsin, let's just use to keep the states the same here, Odyssey Wisconsin comes to me and offers me a bigger deal, I can't just quit and say, yeah, CK, I'm done, I got a better deal. No, I am contractually obligated to fulfill the terms of the contract, and I think that is what this is going to test. Now, obviously, we had that big ruling come out a couple of weeks ago, and during that ruling, starting July 1st, schools will begin to pay their athletes directly via NIL deals. So this is interesting. The contracts between Wisconsin and their athletes, this is according to ESPN.com, give the school the non-exclusive rights to use a player's NIL in promotions. Part of the deal, though, according to the lawsuit, prohibits an athlete from making any commitments to enroll or play sports at another school. The lawsuit also says Wisconsin had a reasonable expectation that Lucas would, quote, continue to participate as a member of its football program until the deal ended. This is going to be the tough part about all of this. This is why people are hiring general managers. This is why the University of Maryland completely screwed over their athletic department by not committing enough resources to NIL, not just from a financial standpoint, but from a situation where you have enough people responsible in charge trying to get things going. So I am stunned that this is happening, but I understand it from Wisconsin's perspective here. And this is kind of, this is what the July 1st thing is going to represent here, is once you sign an NIL deal and I'm paying you directly, your ass is mine, is basically what that means. And I know that's a very harsh and cynical way to look at it, but the real deal is the real deal. Like the example I just gave, when you are contractually obligated to something, unless there is an opt-out, which can be built into a contract, and I'm sure this is where things are going to get messy, Ben. Could you imagine being a five-star quarterback? Could you mention being a five-star quarterback?
And having to negotiate an ability to opt out whenever you want?
Dude, like it's going to happen, because guess what? Imagine if you're a five-star and you're getting a big NIL bag. Let's use A.J. DeBanster for an example. I guess that's a bad example. Let's use college football. You're a five-star quarterback, and you go to a school that hadn't had success in football because you think, one, the NIL bag is too good to turn down, and two, you think you're talented enough to get them over the hump. You could build, if I was a quarterback, I'm building a clause in my contract where if we don't win 10 games within the first two seasons of me on campus, I can transfer.
Oh, man. Well, so, like, these are all the thing is, these are all one-year deals. Like, it has to be, right? Because you can't sign, if you're a five-star quarterback that has aspirations of being a first-round draft pick in the NFL, you can't sign a deal for over 1 year, because what if your coach gets fired or leaves, or the program completely gets dismantled within 1 year? Then you're contractually stuck.
So that's where
at your
this
school.
Is,
like, that's why everything has to be on a 1 year timeline, because, well, I guess then you have the transfer portal as well, so that's why everything's 1 year. But this almost reminds me, there was a situation, I think, a year ago where a offensive tackle from Alabama entered the portal, committed to Iowa, was committed there for about 3 months, and he actually had made some money in NIL through deals that he got while being at Iowa, yeah. And then he flipped and went back to Alabama. So he went there, got a bag through some endorsements, and then left. Didn't even play it down for him.
Yeah, this is tough, man. This is the ever-changing landscape of college athletics, and why a lot of folks out there have issue with players being paid. I don't think players being paid is the issue. I think the NCAA and their refusal to properly govern this thing is what has cost, you know, universities and players reputation and money, for that matter. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. If you got any comments on it, do you think college football is going to be able to survive the era of NIL? Do you think college football and college athletics is going to be able to survive the ever-changing landscape of the NIL with all the money being thrown around? It feels like this case right here in particular is going to be the start of something big in the world of college football, because you see guys transfer all the time. I guarantee you this. Although this is the first of its kind, I guess, being actually taken to court, I guarantee you there are NIL deals that are signed by student athletes and then they leave without the university being petty and sour and suing. Wisconsin just said, hold the hell on. This is not something that we're okay with. So, according to several contracts between Big Ten schools and their players that ESPN has previously reviewed, these deals explicitly state that athletes are not being paid to play football for the university. So this is where the gray area is. That NIL deal has nothing to do with football. So if I choose to transfer to another football program, I can still fulfill the obligations of the NIL. Can you not? Am I missing that? If you are only going to, if those deals explicitly state that athletes aren't being paid to play football, they're being paid for their name, image, and likeness, I don't owe you a damn thing from a football standpoint. All I have to do is fulfill my name, image, and likeness obligations in order for the contract to be considered fulfilled. I guess we'll take your calls on this at 1-800-636-1067. Who's in the right? Who is in the wrong in this situation? The University of Wisconsin filed a lawsuit yesterday morning claiming that the Miami football team broke the law by tampering with a Badgers player after he signed an NIL deal with the University of Wisconsin. Is Wisconsin right for filing this lawsuit, and are they on the right side of this lawsuit? We'll take your calls on that. Plus, we'll take a look ahead at some other college football news or some other college athletics news that I saw. The University of Missouri throwing a bag at their athletic program. Because the University of Missouri is an SEC school and they've got big-time money, it doesn't seem like that astronomical of a number, but let's just say $25-plus million being spent on NIL at the University of Missouri. Too high? Too low? And wait till you hear the breakdown of how the money is divvied out. That's next here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Oh, 1-800-636-1067 is the number right here on 106.7 The Fan. We're simulcasted on our sister station, the Team 980 as well. You can tweet at me. It is at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. Tapped into the youngest in Charles and O. Willingham. I'll take you up to noon Eastern time before we hand things over to the DOC, Rick Doc Walker. Live local coverage all afternoon long leading you into Nats baseball. Later on tonight, game number 2 of 9 in a row away from Nats Park, a West Coast roadie for the Curly W's. It almost got off to a good start last night as they were 6-5 losers at the hands of the LA Dodgers. Not a good Mackenzie Gore start. But the positive news was the bats right now warmed up for the Washington Nationals. We'll see if Jake Irvin has better luck on the hill this afternoon, or excuse me, later on tonight. For the Washington Nationals. We get into the Washington Wizards coming up in the 10 o'clock hour. Always feel like whenever we get the chance to talk Wizards here on The Fan, I'm going to take it.
It's always so often, like, isn't it?
You know what I'm saying? It feels like it's few and far between. Ben, you have now worked every show that there is. Can I wear the claim? Can I wear the hat that I talk the most Wizards?
Yeah, obviously. I mean, obviously. I don't think there'd be anyone that would challenge you on that either.
Well, look, when you're working doubles, when you're in the dog days of summer, and you're doing 6 hours in a day, you know, you got to get in some Wizards talk, and it's my favorite thing to do. We'll talk about them coming up in the 10 o'clock hour. We'll also have our pal Chase Hughes, the Monumental Sports Network, stop by. As well to give his thoughts on the NBA draft as well as the Washington Wizards. But right now, though, I want to get to this story we cracked off with. The University of Wisconsin with an unprecedented lawsuit filed Friday morning claiming Miami's football team broke the law by tampering with Badgers freshman defensive back Xavier Lucas, who left Wisconsin and enrolled at Miami in January after saying that Badgers staff members refused to enter his name in the portal last summer. Here is the thing, and why I feel like Wisconsin is totally in the wrong here. This is a nugget that was given out in this ESPN article. In several contracts between Big Ten schools and their players that ESPN's previously reviewed, the deals explicitly state that athletes are not being paid to play football for the university. Rather, they're being paid only to use the players' NIL rights. So, I think it's interesting, and when you think about that language, if that's in the contract, then yeah, the University of Wisconsin has no case here because they can still use the kid's NIL or name, image, and likeness, but he's just going to be playing ball for the University of Miami. Want to take your calls on this at 1-800-636-1067. Who's in the wrong in this situation, and are you concerned at all about how college football is going to be governed moving forward? Daniel's in Virginia. Wants to chime in. What's going on, Daniel? Daniel, going once, going twice. That's embarrassing. That's embarrassing. I've never called a station and not spoke. Maybe he's nervous.
I don't know.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. I think it's very clear here, though, that the University of Wisconsin's in the wrong. The University of Wisconsin doesn't have much of a leg to stand on when it comes to this situation. I am stunned, though, to see how a judge, you know, will ultimately enforce this thing. Will a judge consider it fair to enforce a part of the contract that dictates where the player attends school. Like, that's going to be the thing. I don't think, and I guess I don't know this because I don't have the terms of the deal and the language of the contract in front of me, but if the deal says you only have my name, image, and likeness, and that's all you got, my name, image, and likeness, a lot different than me playing for you, which is honestly a messy situation. And it gets me, I don't know if concerned is the right word, but I am weary of the future of college athletics. I don't know if a CBA is going to have to be enforced. I think that's the only way that you can go, is to have a collective bargaining agreement and create a union and things of that nature. Because at this point, this isn't college athletics. This is professional. This is professional. It's almost like semi-pro, the way that this thing is being governed and the type of money that's being tossed around. The idea of guys being an amateur at the collegiate level is far from over. Or excuse me, is far from, you know, far from a sure thing. I think we're at a point right now where, like, maybe, what does the NCAA even stand for? Is that embarrassing that as a 27-year-old sports media member, I don't know what the NCAA stands for? NCAA, what does it stand for? I'm Googling it. National Collegiate Athletic Association. Okay. Nothing in there says amateur. So there we go. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. To put a bow on this, I guess we don't care as much because we root for broke schools like Maryland that don't have the type of money to get in the battle like this. And it kind of just is what it is. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Scotty is in Calvert County. Wants to chime in. What's going on, Scotty?
Hey, how are you? I love the show, man.
Good, man. I appreciate you.
I think you're totally right. Wisconsin is totally in the wrong, but I think it reflects like a lot of other schools and fan bases' opinions on the transfer portal and the NILs in the last 5 years. Like when I was younger, I'm not very old, but still when I was younger, like college players would go to colleges and get their scholarships paid for and then not be given all this money to go to these big schools. So obviously the bigger the school is, they're always going to be a lot better, because they have a lot more to spend on transferring other schools. So I get it, like, why Wisconsin's upset, although I don't, like, they're not going to win the case. So there's nothing there, but I think it just reflects a lot of people's opinions on it.
Yeah, I totally agree, man. We appreciate the call, as always. A couple more calls on the line about this. We see Daniel in Virginia, Chris in Charleston, Larry out in the district. We'll get to you coming up here momentarily. Who is in the wrong, Wisconsin or the University of Miami? That's next. They're on the Fan. One 800 636 1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. Tapped into the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. I'll take you up the noon Eastern time. Before we hand things over to the DOC, Rick Doc Walker, right now taking your calls on this unprecedented lawsuit that was filed yesterday morning by the University of Wisconsin, alleging that Miami's football team broke the law by tampering with a Badgers player, a first-of-its-kind legal attempt to enforce the terms of a financial contract between a football player and his university. The player in question is freshman defensive back Xavier Lucas. He left Wisconsin and enrolled in Miami in January after saying the Badgers staffers refused to put his name in the portal last December. Now, here is the crazy part about all of this. If you're just now tuning in, we want to get you up to speed to what this is. Basically, Wisconsin is saying, hey, look, this kid signed an NIL deal with us. Because he signed this NIL deal with us, he should not be permitted to leave the university and go play somewhere else. And the key part in this article that ESPN did a great job of unearthing, they have reviewed several other contracts within the Big Ten that are NIL deals. And the one thing that has been, you know, explicitly stated in the deal is that athletes are not being paid to play football for the university. They're being played for their name, image, and likeness. So he can still give his name, image, and likeness to the University of Wisconsin while playing football for the University of Miami. Does Wisconsin have a case here, or do you think this thing gets thrown out? 1-800-636-1067. The other part is this. What is your confidence level that the NCAA and the federal government, for that matter, is going to be able to properly govern college athletics moving forward? 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Andy in D.C. wants to chime in. What's up, Andy?
Thank you very much for taking my call.
Yeah, appreciate you, man.
My question is this, and when you were talking about it, okay, so Wisconsin has his contract with his name and image and whatnot. Could they enforce it and say Miami cannot show his image? Miami cannot mention his name? Miami cannot use in any way, shape, or form his likeness in any of their brochures because we have this contract? Okay, he's playing for you, but basically he's an invisible man.
See, that's where I think that's a tremendous question, Andy. That's the gray area in all of this because I see what you're saying totally. It's one thing to where we can, if we're using his name, image, and likeness, but we're not using it while he's in our uniform, does it hit the same? Do people care about Xavier Lucas if he's not a football player for the University of Wisconsin? Like, that's the issue and the dilemma here. The other part that you asked, I think, is spot on, too. Can Miami use his name, image, and likeness if it's already being used by the University of Wisconsin? I would have to think that that's true because guess what? Let's just use Juju Watkins, for example, a prominent college basketball player that has a ton of NIL deals out there. Just because she signed an NIL deal with Powerade doesn't mean she can't sign an NIL deal with Sephora, so to speak, right? The makeup company. I know that's something that she's heavy into.
Right.
So I don't think that that's the way that that works, but obviously it's fascinating. And it goes to show, Andy, there is so much gray area within this process that something is going to have to give in order for this thing to be more properly governed.
Thank you very much for taking my call.
Hey, appreciate you as always, man. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. 1-800-636-1067. Matt is in Fairfax. Wants to chime in. What's up, Matt?
It's spot on, too.
Good, Bill.
You there, Matt?
Yeah, I can hear you.
How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. The question I really have, and it's two comments, and it's about not only the NIL governing, which I totally agree with you on, it's also, though, about, you know, why don't you just recoup the NIL funds? Because you obviously, he doesn't want to play for your team, and I have a child that plays D1 and has a NIL deal, and once you're in the transfer portal and you want to split, there's really no coach that really wants you back on their team.
Right.
So usually. I'm kind of confused as to why don't they, I know there's other schools that have come hard and said, hey, tell you what, we're just going to recoup that NIL and you just go on your merry way and we'll get someone else that wants to commit to the team. I would love your thoughts on that, Linnell.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts? Over.
I mean, it's tough here. And I know that's not the answer that anyone's looking for. We all get that it's a difficult situation. I just don't know if there's any way that you can govern this. I think without having the official language of the contract, it's hard to know what exact rules were broken because you know how contracts work. There's fine print. There are manipulative clauses, I guess, in certain contracts that would prevent you from doing certain things. But in this situation, like, Wisconsin has no leg to stand on, in my opinion, because he signed a NIL deal. If you want to stop him from signing other NIL deals, maybe you have more of an argument there. But to try to dictate where the kid plays football, that's a joke. And they should be embarrassed for trying to stop him from entering the transfer portal.
Totally agree. Totally agree. And clearly the kid didn't want to play anymore for the Badgers, so
right.
I get it. And just move on and, you know, go get some other recruiting. Now, again, back to my point, if they can recruit losses, however, you know, other schools in the SEC are doing that now. And I think that's probably a good move.
And I think that should be a thing. And I guess that was your actual question. I kind of skated by it a little bit. Yeah. Like, if anything, make the kid give you the money back. Like, that's the solution. Leave him alone. I don't like that you're taking him to court and you're doing all this. It's unprecedented to be doing this 10 days before the July 1st thing kicks into effect to where the schools can pay their athletes directly. It's the timing of it is very, very odd.
It seems like a rookie move, honestly.
Yes.
Hey, Linnell, one other thing. Love your show.
Yeah, appreciate
it. I didn't say that earlier. if you get a chance at some point, man, and I know I'm not tanking. I love the Nats. I love the young people. You had a great segment earlier. There's something that bothers the hell out of me, and that is that there's all the little things that they don't do well. Moving base runners, the completing Nats, double plays like last night when they could have been out of the inning. That's something I think is on Davey and the staff, and I just feel like
No. I know you heard what Davey Martinez said last week. It's never on the coaches.
Matt's a ball knower, man.
I'm about to say Matt clearly knows ball, right? Yeah.
I'm just saying, Linnell, there's too many little things because, again, my daughter plays D1. People say, oh, that didn't lose you the game. Well, a few little things will lose you the game.
Yes.
And it just shows you last night, man, my opinion, there was a few little things. Couldn't complete that double play. He gets out of the inning. Nope. They score three and the game's over. So just a thought for later segments if you want to explore that.
No,
thanks
for
sure. Great show.
I appreciate you as always, man. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. First hour of the books here on The Fan as we take you up the noon Eastern time. You're tapped in. The youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. You can tweet at me. It is at NELL_BTP. Coming up in this 10 o'clock hour, a lot more to get to, including a peek ahead at tomorrow's NBA Finals. We'll preview Game 7 next here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.